This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, welcoming back just a wonderful, gifted healer, just a golden heart of a healer. And she's a physician. She worked with my dear friend, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, in fact, very closely for many years. In fact, was married to him for a while as well. You know Linda Isaacs. She's been on the show before. And Dr. Linda Isaacs, it's always good to have you on board here, but you know, I'm a bit, you know, I can feel a little bit of emotion welling up in me because, as we talked before, it's about 3 years from the time that we lost our good friend and, you know, just a champion for healing and so smart as well, Dr. Nick Gonzalez. I can't believe it's been almost 3 years now.
I know. I find it hard to believe it's been 3 years as well. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. But I was listening to the recording that we, you know, the show that we did the day we found out about the bad news, the day after he passed. And, you know, I remember saying I'd wish we were talking for any other reason. You know, today it's, I guess, you know, time puts some healing. Yeah, some healing occurs with time, and yet those anniversaries are always tough. It is just hard to believe that he's gone.
Yeah, and you were amazing. I do remember that. It was like in the midst of, you didn't even get a chance to hardly breathe the reality of what had just transpired. And then I asked you to come on, and you were so kind and gracious at a time of loss for all of us, but as close as you obviously work with him, how brutal it was. And in fact, you have a blog post about it. We have it linked up in the show notes, folks, if you want to read it, about mourning and resilience. And you know, how long did you go before you were able to step back and actually mourn the passing and you know, begin the healing process?
Well, the first 6 months were just a blur because there was so much that had to be done, and you know, it was a total shock. I think, you know, in the case of both of my parents, they were ill for some time or had been failing for some time. My mother passed away this past year in January at age 95. And so there was a long period of adjustment, and while there was certainly a sadness when the end finally came, it wasn't like it was totally unexpected. But with Nick, it was completely unexpected. I had spoken to him the night before. He was sounded completely well. He actually had sent me an email that the night that he passed away earlier in the evening of congratulating me that I had had an article that I submitted that was accepted. And then the next morning, here it is, you know. So not only am I in shock for myself, but the staff, the patients, you know, then it was 6 months of seeing the patients of his that then became my patients, and they would walk into the office, sit down, and burst into tears. It was, it was really like doing a funeral every day for, actually, I still get choked up every time I see one of his patients for the first time, you know, since he's passed, because, you know, it's just this giant elephant in the room that requires acknowledgement before we can move on. You know, that somebody that we both cared about and valued highly is gone.
Yeah.
So it was a solid 9 months, I think, before I really took a deep breath and thought about what I needed to do for myself, because it was just running, trying to keep things moving and take care of the patient.
I can't imagine, Linda, like you said, you as the caretaker, right? You need to be taken care of, you know, when you lose somebody. And you're the caretaker for so many that had lost, you know, that connection as patients, for instance, and, you know, and others. And I just feel for you. The 9 months, it was like a gestation period of mourning and grief before you could come to the point where, oh, my gosh, I need time to heal as well. And folks, remember this, too. You know, people come and go. This is the cycle of life. Sometimes we know it's coming. Sometimes it's as shocking as anything in my lifetime I've experienced with the loss of Nick. Like you said, completely unexpected. And, you know, if you have people that are alive that were close to it, find a way to support them. Do the little things that they can do. And I think, you know, your blog post about this should remind us, you know, through your experience of how important it is to support people that are going through this, those that are left behind, the living.
Right, and also to support those that are left behind, you know, a few months down the road. Immediately after somebody passes, there's typically a lot of support. But then over time, you know, everybody moves on with their life except the one whose life has been, you know, changed, massively changed as a result. And I hope also that people can just bear in mind that anybody in the, you know, the so-called healing professions is going to be dealing with a lot of this. And obviously when a patient of mine, you know, passes away, the impact on the family is tremendous, but the impact on a physician can be a lot of cumulative losses, you know, that, I mean, fortunately, the kind of work I do, I probably don't have as many as your typical oncologist does, but that's part of their stress to deal with, is that they meet a lot of really nice, wonderful people who then pass away, and it's like losing friends all the time. It's very, very hard. It can be hard.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's a difficult thing to be a cancer doctor. Obviously, you know, we have a bias now built in on experience that we would prefer that doctors not poison patients, obviously. You know, we talk about, you know, the perspectives on healing. It's different, you know, from the allopathic, if I can call it an ideal. But they often are very cold, you know, when you interact with oncologists, because their expectation of survival is very limited, as we know. We've covered the scientific literature, much less the statistics on this. And the things that you and Nick have done and are still doing, by the way, Dr. Linda Isaac's still seeing folks, still helping people. In fact, many of the patients that Nick was seeing, she's taking care of, and some of whom I've even met, still alive and well today. So I just, it's, you know, when you lose a patient, it's always, it can hurt you. But of course, I think some of those physicians steel themselves. They're very detached and cold because they're dealing with death all of the time rather than seeing more people than not living. You know what I'm saying? The difference?
Absolutely. Yes, that's quite correct. I think that they wind up steeling themselves, as you said, to protect their heart. And it's a shame because it's hard on their patients. I just, doctors are just people. I think that, you know, that perhaps is a take-home point I would love for the audience to know, because I don't know how the oncologists do it. I really don't. And a lot of them are pretty decent people. They're just overwhelmed.
Yeah, exactly. So I mentioned some patients. I remember one particular one. You'll remember her name, obviously. I can't remember at the moment as we're talking. When we were together in the Atlanta area. Remember a few years back we were all there for the Healing Strong? And
absolutely.
You know, there's one patient that I just remember the light in her eyes that she had been through so much, pancreatic cancer, whatever the cancer was. It was like devastating. She's alive and well. Is she still alive and well?
Yeah, she is. And actually, that's Anne. And I'll go ahead and tell your audience about her if you'd like. I think they'd probably like to hear it. She was found to have pancreatic cancer on a CAT scan in December of the year 2000. She had a biopsy confirmation in February of 2001. And she wound up becoming a patient of mine in April of that year, or March rather. And she's been on the program ever since. Now, bear in mind that pancreatic cancer is something that will typically kill somebody in 6 to 9 months. In her case, now she's been alive, it'll be 18 years later this year. So she is outlived by many multiples what one would expect with this particular diagnosis. So she's doing great. And you might remember that she has very long hair. Her hair is like down to her waist, or perhaps beyond. And she actually told me that she had decided when she was diagnosed with cancer that she was never going to cut her hair again. And that was partly because people with chemotherapy lose their hair. And she was determined, for one thing, she wasn't going to get chemo. And for another, she wasn't going to cut her hair again. So that's why her hair is so long. I believe she has broken down to allow it to be trimmed every now and then. Her hair is quite long even to this day, from what I gather. Well, I actually spoke with her last week. She called just to say hello, and she had sent me some laboratory results, all of which looked pretty good, and she included a note that said, "You can use this to encourage other people who have pancreatic cancer."
Wow, that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Again, I just remember the light in her eyes, and I've seen her since that time. I just have that memory of the first time that I met, and to hear that she's alive and well and thriving. Of course, I just wish all oncologists would wake up to these realities, and you know, rather than say that they're an anomaly, that this could be more of the expectation. But of course, it means stretching and moving out of a very limited viewpoint of how to address cancer, much less what might cause it. And so in working with, you know, Dr. Nick for all of these years, and you're continuing on that, is this continually, I would say evolving is the right word, but always what I appreciate about Nick and you as well is that individualization of treatment. There are certain common factors across the board. I get that, and I understand that as a homeopathic healer too, but there are always unique things that we have to meet each patient where they are, and if we don't and we expect them to fit in that same peg that somebody else fits, I don't think it's honoring their journey.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and yes, individualization is an important part of the program. And what that means is that one patient with pancreatic cancer, their program's not going to be identical to the next patient. So it's going to be very similar. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things that would be consistent from one patient to the next, but not perfectly so. You know, for example, I saw a young man yesterday in the office. Now, he may have been surgically cured of his pancreatic cancer, but he has a lot of issues with poor digestion because of a lack of enzymes, and so he has a lot of loose stool as a result because he just doesn't digest his food properly. And so I have him on less magnesium, for example, than I might have another patient with pancreatic cancer, because magnesium makes the stool loose.
Well, and that's an important distinction, Linda, and it's like not subtle. When you don't know that, you say, oh, why are they having that? They're doing the same thing that everybody else, but no, you have to individualize. Listen, we got to take a break. Dr. Linda Isaacs, my guest this hour, so grateful to have her on board. A little bit of reminiscing, a little bit of sadness, but also the positive aspect of the patients that are surviving and thriving. We'll tell you some stories about that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you can find more about Linda Isaacs. We have Dr. Isaacs' website. It's linked in the show notes, including the blog post she did about the morning, which is a very important and very nice, powerful read. In fact, I think you linked the original. Was it the interview we did that is linked up and you can play and hear when you were almost?
Yes, I actually took a clip out of that, just the initial part where I was speaking, but I'll also have a link to the original show on your website. And by the way, I think that you interviewed that patient at the Healing Strong session, so I suppose your audience might like to know about that link too, if you still got it available.
I think so. We'll have to go
I
back
certainly. Yeah, I have a great picture of the two of you together, so I think that you probably got a show there someplace.
Absolutely. Super Dom, make it so, my friend. So we were talking about individualization of treatment in a pancreatic cancer case, and even between pancreatic cancer patients, there are distinctions that are important. Again, there are common factors, and I always love talking with Dr. Nick about this, and you get it too, but there are people that come with different things that require different responses, including a different diet. And this is where, just again, I love what you all do because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
That's right. And the example that I was thinking of is a patient with lymphoma. Now, in our way of thinking, patients with some types of cancer like pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, they would typically need a more vegetarian type of diet. But there are patients with cancers of the immune system, like lymphomas or leukemias, that actually need a lot of red meat in the diet, in our opinion. And so the particular patient I'm thinking of is one with lymphoma that I initially saw quite some time ago. In July of 1995, he developed swelling in his abdomen, and he was only probably like mid-40s at that point. He developed a lot of swelling in his abdomen, and he went to see a doctor who did a CAT scan and discovered that he had a whole lot of enlarged lymph nodes up and down his body, mm-hmm. and that was causing swelling because it was interfering with lymph flow. And so a biopsy was done, and it turned out he had a type of lymphoma called follicular cell lymphoma, a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, at that particular time, chemotherapy wasn't aggressively pushed for that illness, and so he chose not to get it anyway. He wasn't interested. And instead, he came in and went on the protocol, and he was a very, very faithful patient for many, many years. And about 6 years after he started, he got a CAT scan and everything was gone. And he was eating a high-fat, high-protein diet throughout that whole time. He's continued with his diet and with some aspects of his protocol. He's not 100% compliant at this point. But I actually gave him a call. I haven't seen him in years, but I gave him a call a year or two ago just to check up on him. And he was very happy that I called. He and his wife were having a house built, and he was doing a lot of the work himself. So when I called him, he was out back building a retaining wall for this house that was being put up. And he was pushing 60 at this point. So I think that he's doing pretty good, especially for somebody that was diagnosed with a lymphoma. You know, I guess we're looking at 20 years ago now. Gosh, 1995, it's more than 20
wow.
years ago. It's
yes.
hard to believe. Yeah, time flies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he's somebody that was on a massively different diet from what the pancreatic cancer patient was on.
Mm-hmm.
But each one loves their diet. They happily eat what they were told to eat. And that's what works for them.
Yeah, and this is such an important thing to learn, folks. And again, this is, you know, it's a struggle for some because I don't know if it's human nature, Linda, for people to become dogmatic. We've talked about dogma and, you know, about religious beliefs. That's one thing. But, man, the diet for some people, the fact that we mm-hmm. would say that for some patients, actually being on animal protein is beneficial for them. In fact, maybe life-saving for them versus those that believe only vegetarian diets are viable. And there are people that benefit that way. Again, I'm just not into the dogma. I'm into responding to the needs of each patient. This still got to be one of the challenges, but you are now working at it for so many years. Is it very quick that you can begin to see the needs because you've seen these patterns for so many years?
Well, certainly with some types of diagnoses, it's pretty easy to tell. But I also find that in general, people's taste buds will steer them in the right direction. People that need meat typically want it. People that don't need it don't want it. So with the exception of sugar, people will steer toward what is good for them.
Oh, good point, sugar. Let's talk about that and more after this break. We've got Dr. Linda Isaacs with us for another nice long segment, and it's just a great reunion. Again, sad to consider that it's been 3 years since the passing of our good friend, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, but we continue the healing here, and the things that he has taught us continue to help people around the world. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got the Columbus, Ohio event today, and we've got Dr. Linda Isaacs with me on radio. I'm so grateful for her and her continuing the great works that she and Dr. Nick had been working on for so many years. And folks, there are continued writings from Dr. Nick Gonzalez that are being put out from the Nicholas Gonzalez Foundation as well. Like I said, this is something that the legacy of Dr. Nick will not perish. And it's thanks to the continued work as well of you, Dr. Linda Isaacs, that you would not let it perish. And again, as traumatic as it was to lose him, you never know what happens. And you're back at it and have been now for the additional 3 years. And people are still getting the benefit, and you're still working these techniques and moving and pushing them forward. So thank you.
Well, I'm happy to keep doing it. And from the time that I met Nick back in 1983, whenever it was, you know, I've recognized that there was something valuable here that needed to be continued. You know, that was work that Nick was finding Dr. Kelly was doing. And, you know, he and I worked together many years. I think he was more in the forefront, so to speak. He had that journalism background. So expressive speaker,
yes.
As you know, from
yes.
all of his times on your show. But, you know, we can keep doing what we need to do. I know mm-hmm. that the last thing that he would want is for me to fold up shop, just because I miss him. And,
yeah.
So we keep going. And, you know, in terms of how people are doing since then, you know, continue to have people doing well. I mean, it's the nature of getting a long-term survivor that it takes a long time to get a long-time survivor.
Right.
But having said that, I had a couple of patients with bladder cancer who I've actually started seeing even after Nick passed away. Bladder cancer is something that many times urologists can manage it just by doing a procedure where they look inside the bladder and just reach in and snip off a little section of the, they just remove the tumor and everybody goes on. But there can come a point where they start saying to the patients, you need to get the bladder out because you keep growing tumors. The problem is, what do you do without a bladder? And that can involve a type of bag, exactly.
Right.
That's not what people want. And so, you know, I have a couple of patients in the practice who they were advised that, but at the same time, their urologist was willing to wait to see what happened, you know, give them a little more time before mm-hmm. they made that plunge. And in both of these cases, the patients are doing better. One of them, the last time he had a cystoscopy, they couldn't see any problems at all.
Nice.
And the other one has a CAT scan that's showing some improvement. So that's been a very positive result, even in a short period of time.
Dr. Isaacs, you know, I think about bladder cancer, and immediately I come to mind, you know, I would always talk to Dr. Nick about the liver, the role of the liver. Of course, that was, for me as a homeopath with the drainage principle of the French approach, it was the number one starting point. And I think about the kidneys and the bladder and the urinary system. It's passively downstream from the liver. And if the liver is congested and not doing its job, if people are putting in things that the liver can't handle over time, there's going to be debris and other substances, you call them chemicals, that will reach the kidneys, that will reach the bladder, that in my perspective and experience, it's corrupting cellular integrity. And over time, this contributes to the aberrant manifestation of cells that used to be you. Now they become rogue. They call them cancer cells or cancer tumors. And once again, the overlook of the medical profession as to why this would occur, as opposed to, well, we're reacting to it now, let's cut it out, or let's remove the whole thing. Again, we come back to what you do, what Dr. Nick Gonzalez has written about and taught about, that what you put into the body matters. This isn't just about whether we can kill cancer cells. In fact, that may be the least of our concern in a lot of cases. If we can correct what underlies the cancer manifestation, we might not have to attack and kill anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly agree with you on that. And, you know, actually, the medical world does acknowledge that bladder cancer is related to chemical exposures. You know, mm-hmm. there's certain types of industrial exposures, for example, that are known to cause bladder cancer. And it's quite possible that, you know, the gazillions of chemicals that we're exposed to now in this world are contributing to bladder cancer as well. But it also ties into how well does your body process and get rid of waste.
Right.
So if the liver is congested, if the liver, you know, isn't working properly, then it needs help to work better. The trouble is that the orthodox medical world doesn't really acknowledge detoxification as a legitimate therapeutic tool.
But they aggressively attack doctors who promote detoxification, which is like one of those things I've always scratched my head and said, I learned about the liver in high school, and I remember they talked about detoxification. It's like, you want to do that as a doctor, and you're yelled at, you're laughed at, you're made fun of? I mean, that's where it's just so absurd to me.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think, you know, the vast majority of my patients feel so much better when they do the various detoxification things. And the main one we use here is the coffee enemas, which most people are, I think that's the most ridiculous thing they've ever heard of when they first encounter it. I know that was my reaction. But like I said, most of the patients feel so much better with it. It sells itself. But that doesn't mean the Orthodox world doesn't make fun of it. Or think that it's nonsense.
Sure, but even if it weren't that, Linda, you know, the fact that you would promote liver detoxification, they'll often say, oh, you know, that's just ridiculous. The body does it on its own. You don't have to do anything. I'm like, you know, but how did we get into this mess? And you pointed it out. Chemical exposures, industrial waste, overwhelming the body system that is designed by God to do certain things. And man, in his arrogance or ignorance, says it doesn't matter what you put into your body. These are random genetic mutations. It's bad genes. It's like this victim mentality disempowers people. So they don't realize that they've contributed or co-created the situation that they're in. And I don't mean to be, I'm not being angry with people. I've been there. But the reality is if we don't engage in that aspect of our responsibility, how would they then hear from Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Dr. Linda Isaacs that, you know what? You can actually do things differently and have a different outcome so that you're actually empowering patients. It's not that you're doing it for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you know that there are things you can do to help the situation, that makes a huge difference. And, you know, I think that argument that the body can take care of these toxins by itself, well, that's perfectly fine if you've got a 100-year-old man who smoked all his life and drank all his life and is miraculously healthy, but that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about people who are, you know, in their 40s and 50s and coming down with bladder cancer. You know, that's not how we were designed to operate.
Yes.
So, you know, something went wrong, and actually in both of these particular patients' cases, I can think of specific things that contributed to them getting bladder cancer, you know, as a direct, they needed to detoxify, they needed to not have the chemical exposures in the first place. So I think that it is empowering. The point is not to, you know, tell people that they're bad people for having, you know, done whatever they did. It's more about, here are the tools, pick them up and use them, and you've got a shot at turning this around.
Well, and granted, the kind of work that you do and that Nick did doesn't necessarily draw people in that just want to be healed. You know, just take care of me, doctor. The people, by the time they come to you, they probably not invested in that. They recognize the limitations of that and say, you know what? What can I do? And I know you can help me to do those things. And that's, for me, the teacher of the doctoring concept is so important. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're engaged in.
Right. Yeah, we're looking for active participants, that's for sure.
Beautifully said. By the way, I want to shout out again to the Nicholas Gonzalez Foundation. Our friend Mary Beth Gonzalez is doing great work to help continue to put the works, the writings, the research out. We've got books about conquering cancer and the protocols and the case studies and the case histories. And, you know, as you're, Linda, this is the living part of medicine, is you share these case histories and you do present on them at medical conferences as well. Was there anything more specific to the bladder cancer patient that, you know, would help others out there or maybe concerned about a similar circumstance?
Well, I guess what I'd say there is, first of all, typically bladder cancer would be in the class of cancers that would be on a more vegetarian side. In other words, the diet is predominantly vegetables, carbohydrates, fruits, and very minimal animal protein. Certainly eggs and dairy and fish, but no red meat. But I also think that with bladder cancer, people do need to be very aware of environmental toxins because they're going to be more sensitive to them. So that would be things, obviously, smoking and drinking is not a good idea for anybody. But I think another consideration that occurred to me as I was speaking doesn't necessarily apply to these two folks because they're both men. But if I was a woman with bladder cancer, I would not be getting my nails done because I think there's a lot of pretty nasty chemicals in things like nail polishes. So that's something people really need to be aware of. The whole topic of chemicals and beauty products, you could probably do entire segments on that if you haven't already.
Because, certainly.
That's a major, major problem.
Yeah, the cosmetic chemical intoxication, I mean, we homeopathically, we would address that not only by supporting liver, kidney, colon, lymph, but to actually utilize the energetic signatures through homeopathic succussion, dynamization, as we call it, of some of those chemicals to stimulate the body's removal of them. But we also know the mineral deficiencies associated with liver congestion, kidney congestion, things like that, that are we're extra sensitive to helping those folks out. And I think it's fascinating, again, with the bladder thing, that you're talking more vegetarian, because we think of the liver and the kidneys as well when we talk about metabolic breakdown components of animal proteins. If you're not in tip-top shape, digestive system and elimination system, those things that could be helpful to you can now be harmful to you.
Yeah, well, you know, as you were speaking, I was remembering an article. Actually, a friend of mine from medical school sent it to me, and the email header she put on it was, "Your mother was right about everything." And what she was specifically referring to, this article that she sent me, it was talking about how some researchers have found titanium particles in the pancreas in samples of people, pathology samples. And the point being that titanium is in a lot of cosmetics. My friend's point was that my mother said don't use commercial toothpaste, and apparently there's titanium in toothpaste, but it's winding up in our pancreas and possibly contributing to all the type 2 diabetes.
Significant. The things, the revelations you get. Hey, Dr. Linda Isaacs, you know, I always enjoy having you on, so anytime something's up, I just want to remind you, and all my listeners should know, you're welcome here, just as Dr. Nick was, and I'm so grateful that, you know, 3 years out, that you're still going and going strong and helping people and bringing the power to heal back to them where they belong. So thank you again for being with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. Always good to talk to you.
Always great. And go to robertscottbell.com. Links up to drlindai.com. If you're not sure, it's there. Click it. Go there and learn about it. Thanks, Dr. Linda Isaacs.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. Linda Isaacs. She's just a sweetheart. She has just got a golden heart, that woman, that healer, that doctor. And very profoundly intelligent, too, and working with Nick all these years and continuing the tradition of healing. So thank you to her. And thanks to Dr. King for Healing Revolution. A little late, but better late than never, because we normally have them right at the first Friday of every month, but it was holiday time. So good stuff. Now, what else is upcoming? In addition to this weekend in Maho, we have in the calendar, in the show notes, you can check it out by going to the show notes, robertscottbell.com, opening today's or the most recent edition you can find. And you will scroll down in those notes, and it's very simple. You'll see what's going on and when it's going on. We're adding something into the mix there, Super Don, as we get to the headline. Where is it now? I have it and I don't. Oh, here it is. The Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. Last year I spoke on molecular hydrogen. I've been invited back to speak. It's the 19th annual event, and it's kind of cool because this is my 19th year of broadcasting and radio. So it's kind of following along with Dr. David Pesek's bringing out the Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. It's going to be happening October 19th through the 22nd in Orlando, Florida, at the Marriott near the Orlando airport. So iridologycollege.org is the link, is the website, and you can check it out. In the meantime, the upcoming events also include the Maho, which is this weekend, Cancer Prevention Convention, Sunday, August 19th, in Dearborn, that's Detroit, Michigan, and then the Trinity Conference, Trinity Live, that's the Health Freedom Expo, September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. So we're going to add, again, the October events are going to be added soon, so keep checking back there as we can. Now, it's all about timing, isn't it? And it's all about time. Super Don, every once in a while, you know, I talk to folks, I have calls to make, I have questions to answer. And I remember complaining a little bit the other day. I don't know if it was yesterday, but you can't remember it. It's just time is flying. It was like, get to the question! You know, like people that will start telling you their life story when it's not appropriate. Okay, there are times, like if I'm...
Or relevant, yes.
Well, yeah, relevancy too. Now, if I'm sitting down with someone, you know, as a homeopath, and I'm going to take their case history, it could be an hour or more. I mean, that's the intensity with which you would then go in. But it's a phone call, right? You're just trying to get to the point, and then people are throwing in like it's a full-on consultation. I'm like, you know, you had mentioned, you had sent a message that this was your question. Let's get to that. And so I feel for doctors a little bit. Because, you know, a study finds has an interesting headline. It says, doctors give patients 11 seconds to explain the reason for their visit before interrupting.
That sounds kind of harsh, but, you know, listen, this has been the complaint for a long time. This is nothing new, that doctors, they're just overworked. I think a lot of people have the wrong impression. They think the doctors don't care, because I don't think that's the case. I think it's the fact that doctors are so overworked, and they've got so many patients, especially when you're dealing with these HMO situations, where it's almost like an assembly line, right? You know, it's like bing, bang, boom. What is it? You know, and they have to try and get through as many as they can, because there's people that are waiting. You know, people wait in the waiting rooms, or they wait in the exam room, you know, for half an hour, 45 minutes before somebody can walk in. But 11 seconds, I mean, how could you possibly explain to a doctor what is wrong with you to, you know, to any, you know, meaningful degree in 11 seconds? You know, I mean, that just doesn't seem right. And this could be, I think, a big reason why we see a lot of people that are just getting... prescribed. Oh, well, okay. What is it? Yeah, you got a pain somewhere? Okay, here you go. Here's an opioid. You know, what is it? You got some heartburn? Okay, here's a PPI. You know, because, you know, how can you really get to know a patient and what's going on and try and drill down into what may be causing the problem in 11 seconds?
Well, and this is the problem with the system of modern medicine. Not so much the doctors who might be perfectly nice and willing to sit and listen, but given the way the billing codes work, how much are they able to bill for an office visit? You know, they don't get to bill for an hour. You know, it's 2-minute medicine. Now you're saying it's 11 seconds per question. This is problematic. This is also going to drive people away from modern medicine, which is okay by me because, as you know, much of what they do is to write a toxic prescription for, you know, a substance that you don't have a deficiency in. So, but again, here I have a little bit of empathy for doctors, but the context is different than they're just impatient with you. Their system means they have to churn and burn and write prescriptions, churn and burn and write prescriptions. If that's not the kind of healing you want, because it's not healing, then you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and find out about the other healers that will give you the time, because they're outside of that system that limits them in a way that is not good for you and probably not good for their psyche as well. We're going to sign off. Great weekend in Columbus. Hope you all have fun. Thank you for being here. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty.
Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.